Praise, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What shall I render unto Jehovah? For you have done so very much for me. What shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Think about that for a moment. What are you going to render unto the Lord? The God who's done so much for you. If you and I only knew what God has kept us from, we'll worship Him in spirit and in truth. If you only had an idea of all that the enemy has plotted to accomplish, that he did not accomplish because of God's mercy, because of God's goodness. You will lay on the floor and roll before the Lord. What am I going to give to God that will pay for all he has done for me? It's nothing. nothing is good enough. But God knows that. How appreciative it is when parents see their little ones pick a dandelion, a weed, and bring it and say, "Here, I brought you flowers." It is the heart of love. It's not whether it was roses or carnations or tulips or whatever. It's just some weed, but the thought of it. A few months ago, the President of the United States was walking in Washington there by the White House. And as they were walking, he picked up a dandelion and handed it to the wife. The gesture. It was the fact that he thought about handing her something in a situation that didn't mean too much. But that heart. Today, it is not the bigness of what you give to God. It is the purity and the sincerity of the heart. That ultimately is what makes the difference. The sincerity of your heart. God, I'm giving you my dandelion. Angels sing better than we do. Oh, there's so many people that can sing better than we do. Play instruments better than we can. But God receives what we bring to Him when we come from a pure heart. Hallelujah to Jehovah, for all He has done so very much for me. What shall I render to Jehovah? For He has done so very much for me.
Shaka la bala, and then I'm shaking. He calada da bashaya. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified, O God. Yendere bosha. Yendere bosho koteyala. Oh, yeah. Blessed be the name of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are our helper. Father, we call on you. Fight for us. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we need you. Marvelous Lord, do marvelous things. Lamp of God, light our way. Father, fight for us. You are our present help. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt into me. Let's sing it, Spirit of the Living God. Melt me, melt me, mold me, mold, fill me, and use me. Spirit of the living God. Let your spirit saturate this place. Soak every son, every daughter in the splendor of your glory. Holy Spirit, we trust you.
to take us into dimensions of the goodness of the Lord that we've not experienced before. Help us now. We ask it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Come, Lord. Lord, we are ready to receive of your Spirit. Holy Spirit, prepare us for all that the Father has for us. May we lose nothing. May we receive everything and be forever changed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Stay in expectation. I believe God will do something for us today. Hallelujah. He doesn't do everything all at once, because we will not be able to handle it. But it takes us step by step. And I believe God is going to take us to another level. Hallelujah. God is good.
Hallelujah. God day, everybody.
Hallelujah.
God day, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's time to pray for our children and our teachers. And time for you to also pray for yourself. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God, for all our children. It's not time to look around, so if you don't have little children, you can stretch your hands unto them, and everybody get involved in prayer. You came to the house of the Lord this morning to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for every single one of our children and all our teachers. We lift them before your mighty God. We lift every child in this house, those hearing the sound of my voice, those that are here, those that are far away, everyone, biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world, extended families, we commit everyone into your hand. Every decade of life, from 120 plus to zero, seed form, those in the womb, those moving around, every decade of life, touch them now. Whatever their need are, meet them. Jesus, you're the supplier of our need, according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You know the detail of everyone's life. So we lift every one of us before you. Have your will, God. As we've come to your house, that we will not leave your house empty. We will leave knowing that you have touched us. We've had an encounter with you, growing spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, health-wise, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, see you later, children. God bless you. Father, we thank you, mighty God, for your continuous presence in this house. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you into our heart. into our church, our city, our nation, our families, and to our foundations, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way. Let the word of the Lord come to us today with your grace to do all that we need to do in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to read the word of the Lord and we'll continue in our time of prayer. Psalm 27. I think I've read this psalm so many times. Praise the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. If you are going through anything, you know nothing else to pray, you can say, Lord, you are my light. Somebody said, Lord is my light. For every darkness, when light comes, darkness has to go. So the Lord is my light. So when you say he's your light, immediately you are in his light. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. You need deliverance. There are things you cannot deal with on your own. You don't have the solution. You have prayed. You have sought the Lord. You have done whatever is within your power. The Lord will now do it for me. The Lord is my salvation. Are you praying? The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. Even in the beginning, when there was darkness and chaos upon the face of the deep, the Bible says, Genesis 1, it says, God made heaven and earth, and darkness and chaos was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the waters. And God said, let there be what? Light. Even God has to bring light into the situation. For every chaotic thing today, for every dark thing, for everything that troubles you, troubles your family, troubles my family, from every foundation that is not be established by God, we say, let the Spirit of God move upon it now. And let there be light in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my light. Say it again. And my salvation. Somebody say, I receive my salvation. Say amen. So he said, whom shall I fear? So you shall not be afraid of anything. Say, I fear not. Say, I fear not. The Lord is my strength, the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So when your body is getting weak, or your finance is weak, or your family is weak, it doesn't matter, or your business is weak, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. You know, I know some of you are sick, and you cannot even say the Lord is your strength. So you like to keep your sickness. So if you need healing, you should be saying, the Lord is my strength. Sickness is weakness. It comes there to deplete you. But God is here to just increase you and strengthen you. The Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Strength of my life. Not just one part. Everything that concerns my life. Concerns my life is my strength. Strength of my children. Strength of my spouse, strength of my extended families, strength of our church, strength of everything. We're already praying. This is how I pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be waiting for somebody to pray for you. The word, the sword of the Spirit is now in your mouth. Quench every fiery darts of the enemy. Hallelujah. Whom shall I be afraid? Whom includes everything. Whether it's the devil, demons, wicked family members, wicked people, wicked nation, it doesn't matter who it is. God says, don't be afraid. Somebody say, I fear not. Don't fear demons or devils. Jesus has conquered him. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Hallelujah. You can't stop them from trying, but when they come close, they are the one who's going to fall. When they seek your death, they are the one who will die. When they seek your downfall, they are the one who will fall. You will rise. Somebody say, I will rise. Who did the word of the Lord say, they stumble and fail. They came to cause problem, to destroy you, to eat up, to make sure you don't even exist in the land of the living, but you shall live and not die. And testify of the goodness of God in the land of the living. That applies to me and my entire household. I don't know about you this morning. Salvation comes through confession. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my salvation. You receive your salvation when you confess it. Sabro telebakataha. Hallelujah. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. Let them gather and gather their tools and their wickedness. The Lord is my confidence. Hallelujah. 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 When there is war, what happened? There's bloodshed. So when they want to shed innocent blood and destroy everything that concerns you, they shall be destroyed. I say they shall be destroyed. Return to sender. Return to sender. Return to sender with momentum and destruction, with speed and explosion. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my confident. Verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Somebody shout a big amen. So this is where our desire should be. Desire the Lord. Seek after him. Pursue him. When you don't have the answer, inquire of him. He has all the answers. He has the answer in his house. The answer is present. Jesus is my answer. Somebody say, Jesus is my answer. Hallelujah. Say, inquire in his temple. Are you in his temple today? You are the temple of the Lord and you are also in his temple. Inquire of him. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Somebody say, Lord, hide me in your shelter, in your tabernacle, hallelujah, and set me upon a rock, hallelujah. Somebody who set upon a rock does not have a hidden life. Their life is exposed to all elements, but those elements do not destroy them. They shine, they shine. Somebody say, I shine. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My head shall be lifted. Hallelujah. If my family's head shall be lifted above all their enemies. Our church shall be lifted above all our enemies. Hallelujah. Those who surround to destroy us, they will see us rise. I say we rise. I say we rise. I rise. I rise. I rise. Hallelujah. God says we should offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Hallelujah. Joy, joy, joy unto the living God. Somebody say the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Anyone suffering from depression today, be free from depression. Receive the oil of joy, oil of gladness. be healed in your mind. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I will sing, yeah, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glorious God. Learn to make up little songs and sing unto the Lord. Sing in the Holy Ghost and sing in your language that you understand. And begin to bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I say those are your sacrifices of joy. So it's not something sometimes that you want to do. You just do it. After a while, it becomes part of your habit. Praise the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. May God answer your prayers and my prayers. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy on me. Hear my prayers in the name of Jesus. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. God has commanded us to seek his face. Anything you need is coming from him. And seek his face. How many of you know in his face is not his hand? Why? Stop just saying, God, give me this, give me this, give me this. Meaning just behold him and worship him. Hallelujah. When you're going through stuff, that's the best time to bless the Lord. Father, I bless you. You begin to speak, I bless you. I bless your holy name. You are a good God. You are wonderful. Instead of saying, God, I need this, I need this. Grocery list. It says, seek his face. It didn't say, seek his hand. Seek his face. Seek his face. Seek his face. Somebody say, I will seek his face. Seek his face. And as you seek him, you say, every other thing will be added unto us. Hallelujah. The provision has been set apart for us, and we shall have it. Say amen. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. That has been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me. O God of my salvation. Hallelujah. Salvation comes by confession. Somebody say, God is my salvation. Do not forsake me and my family. Do not forsake me and my ministry. Do not forsake me and my business. Do not forsake my spouse and my seeds. Do not forsake my extended family. God, you are our salvation. God, you are my salvation. If you believe what you're saying, say amen. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord take me up. Hallelujah. 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 See, in other words, every other person is going to disappoint you and forsake you. You only have one anchor, and that anchor is Jesus. Say, Jesus, you are my anchor. You are my anchor. You are my anchor. Your father and mother might make mistakes about you, but God will never make mistake about you. Say, God, take me up. God, take me up. Lord, you will take me up. Verse 11, we're almost done. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Because of mine enemies. That's what we are doing right now, is teaching us his ways. Simple, plain path that are powerful. Hallelujah. If you don't know these things, then your enemies will eat you for breakfast, lunch, and supper. But you're going to be the one eating them up. Shabroseka. Hallelujah. I will sit down and feast from the presence of the Lord. He set a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to be feasting. Hallelujah. They came to eat your flesh, but it's the other way around. Hallelujah. You get to decide what's going to happen to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything they've planned and plotted is reversed. Return to sender. Return to sender. How many of you like to receive garbage in the mail? You know, I mean the stinking garbage, like rotten food and rotten cups. So why do you tolerate? Send it back. Let there be a vexation in your spirit. send it back. Send their death back to them. Send their poverty back to them. Send their confusion back to them. Somebody say, return to sender. With speed, momentum, and explosion. That is the enemy has scattered. 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 Somebody say, scattered. Scattered. Well, the issue you face and what I face, they are not the same. So you stay there and be, I think I used the language last week, I'm not sure. It's called muke muke, like mwe mwe, you know, like, yeah. What is it called? Yeah. So, you know, wake up. The Bible says, wake up from your slumber. Bible says when they slept, the enemy came and planted. So he plants on those who are sleepy. Somebody tell your spirit, wake up. This is the only time in the service you get to be involved with your mouth. The rest of the time you have to use your ear. So make good use of it. Say amen. Verse 12, deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, as such as breathe out cruelty. Well, your enemies are not your friend. The Bible says they breathe what? Cruelty. Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit on us. And your enemy breathed what? Cruelty. So return their cruelty. Say return. Cruelty, return back to your sender. Even when you are in church, the enemy comes to church. It's not only saints that come to church. The devils also come. So while you are there and in a slumber state, your demons are also watching and seeing your posture. Somebody said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Say amen. Verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This is someone that the devil just wanted to finish, that you never rise up from this place of affliction again. But you will rise. Say, I will rise. Say, I will rise. Say, the Bible says your enemy will see it and they will gnash their teeth and they will grieve. It will grieve them. The grief they want for you, return to sender. I say, return the garbage. Verse 14, wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Somebody said, there's no discouragement in my heart. I rise. I rise. My heart is strengthened. I am encouraged. I can keep on living. Living good. Living great. Living blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. If you believe that, say a big amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your holy word. We have declared your decrees over our lives and our families. We say, so let it be. In the name of Jesus, you are our light and our salvation, and you have given us the victory. We pray now for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces. Remember your everlasting covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember your word over Israel. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Israel, your firstborn. Father, as you have promised that through Abraham all the families of the earth will be blessed, we receive the same portion of blessing over our lives, families, our nations, and all the nations of the earth that we call upon the name of the Lord In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in the service today. Let our time not be wasted, but our time be with you. Be in your presence. For in your presence, there's joy forevermore. There's peace, there's answers, solutions. There is victory, and there is joy unspeakable. There's healing, deliverance, wholeness. There is joy, supernatural strength, and supernatural victory. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Apostle, amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I don't have to say it, right? It's always the same. Enemies are real. There's nothing you can do about that. That we have enemies is part of life. That you have an adversary is just what is. Thing about enemies is that sometimes they are not very obvious. Sometimes your enemy looks like your friend. That's why we talk about betrayal and treachery and stuff like that. But what we can be confident of is that whatever the adversary wants to do, that we have a God who sees all things, knows all things, understands all things, and out-strategizes the enemy. Hallelujah. And because we know that, we can be at peace. Because we serve a God who says, chill, this is mine. just sit down, settle. I'll take care of this. I thank God that He is the settler. Hallelujah. But he's not a settler like the one that settles down, you know, so that he can be run over. He's a settler because he balances the books. Hallelujah. He will settle the matter. I say God will settle the matter. I say God will settle the matter. Is there anybody here this morning that needs God to settle a matter? Oh, glory. Somebody shout, God, my Father, settle the matter in my favor. The matter must be settled in my favor. Hallelujah. I say the matter must be settled in my favor. Praise God. Shout it out again. God, settle the matter. Yes, in my favor. I'm going to take it up from the passage of scripture that we ended with last week. found in the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, beginning to read from the 24th verse. Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 24. The word of the Lord states very clearly in this passage of scripture. It says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty? Shall the prey be taken from the mighty? Or the lawful captive delivered? The issue that the Lord wants to address, and the God who starts always finishes, because he finishes before he starts. Hallelujah. Is this. I don't care whether the enemy had the right to your life, had the right to keep you in bondage. I, God, El Gibor, the mighty one, I am going to settle the matter in your favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, you see, the grace of God is not fair, and the favor of God is not fair to the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God created me in his image and in his likeness, he doesn't want any part of him to be in the wrong place. Therefore, my God shall fight for me. Hallelujah. Someone say, Father, fight for me. My God, fight for me. We are crying out to a God who will fight for us. You may be a prey that is a lawful captive. Yes, a lawful captive, because somebody put your name, your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your cousin, somebody in your generations past put your name on an altar. Put your name into some devilish covenant, and therefore the enemy has a right for your life to harass you, to create all kinds of confusion around your life. God's word said, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? And God is saying, yes. Yes. Yes, you may be a prey of the mighty, and you've been kept in bondage, locked up, harassed, mesmerized by the things of this world, by diabolical activities. And God says, it doesn't matter. I will settle the matter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may have been involved in immoral activities, and you have drawn into your life all kinds of damaging issues that gives the right of access of the devil to say, you belong to me now. You belong to me. And God says, he cried out to me, and today I will settle the matter. Someone say, my Father, settle the matter. Settle the matter. Settle the matter. Settle the matter. Whatever it is that's kept me in bondage, the matter must be settled today. Today it must be settled. I said, today it must be settled. I don't care what sacrifices were made. Today the matter will be settled, because today I go free. I don't know who is listening to me this very moment, but I'm declaring in the mighty name of Jesus that freedom is available and freedom shall be established for every life that is hearing me now. In the mighty name of Jesus, every captive must be set free today. In Jesus' mighty name, by the authority of the word of God, every satanic agenda shall be unraveled. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? God responded, thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. Hallelujah. No matter how big you are, I'm taking the lawful captives away. Israel was in Egypt. And at the fullness of time, when God says, I'm taking them away, he took them away. Hallelujah. The greatest force in the world at that time was rendered hopelessly helpless. Because God says, today I will settle the matter. God is going to settle some matters for me. I don't know what my fathers did, what my mother did. You don't know what your father did, what your mother did. You don't know what you got yourself involved with when you were of this world, who you were involved with emotionally, who you were soul tied to. You don't know. But today there will be a separation from the altar of the darkness of this world. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare there will be a separation. In the mighty name of Jesus, the price for my deliverance has been fully paid. Hallelujah. Jesus, my Lord, finished the course. He finished it. He finished it. He finished it. And he said, it is finished. Therefore, the price has been fully paid. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I said the price of purchase has been fully paid. I'm going to come back to Isaiah 49 and verse 25. But let's go to Exodus chapter 15 and verse 16. Exodus 15 and 16. He says, fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone, till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast what? Purchased. God says in his word, he purchased Israel. I bought them. And they are going to go across. And today you and I will cross over. On this, the first Sunday of November, God is saying no to everything that the devil has planned for your life. Just like November starts with the word, the letters N-O, no. So shall God say no to every satanic agenda in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say, no! You cannot have me. You cannot have my family. You cannot have my finances. You cannot have my health. You cannot have our church. You cannot have my children. You cannot have my husband. You cannot have my wife. You cannot have my friends. You cannot have my country. Today, God is saying, no! He paid a price. And this month, God shall shout no to the devil from the beginning of it to the end of it. No. 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 Hallelujah. when he's saying no to the devil, he's saying yes to you. Hallelujah. I say when God is saying no to the devil, he's saying yes to you. Shall I prosper? And God says, yes. Am I delivered? And God says, yes. Am I blessed? God says, yes. Am I head and not tail? And God says, yes. Hallelujah. It's no for the devil and yes for you. Praise the Lord. You say, Pastor, why would you say that God is saying yes for me? Oh, because the word of God says so. Says it in Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. God says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you unexpected end. Hallelujah. To give you an expected end. To give you an what? Expected end. The Bible says in the Gospel of Luke, the 18th chapter and the first verse, it says that the Lord Jesus Christ shared a parable to a particular end. Hallelujah. To this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And the end of the story, he says that even though God tarries, won't he respond speedily? Hallelujah. I say speedify. Amen. Every year they're coming up with new words. Hallelujah. One of these days they shall add the word speedify. Amen. That means God move. Move on my behalf. So fast, nothing, the enemy doesn't know when it happened. One moment, you were there. The next moment, where did he go? Where did he go? Speedified. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody shall break through. God says in Isaiah 49 and verse 25, it says right there, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. The prey of the terrible. You know, when the Word of God talks about something being terrible, this means this is so scary, so amazingly awesome in its evil that nobody can come near. That's what the enemy thinks he can do. But you're talking about awesomeness? I am the definition of awesomeness. And when I come, even the terrible take off. And the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. Why? For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee. Whatever it is that is contending with your life, contending with your future, contending with your dreams, your aspirations, this day God, my Father, shall contend with that thing and shall bring that thing to naught. Whatever altar has raised itself, its ugly self against you, this day the altar of the living God is risen up against that thing, and every altar shall bow to the glory of the living God. Hear what I'm saying to you by the Spirit of the living God. We serve a mighty God of war. Hallelujah. God, my Father, shall bring every agenda of the enemy to naught. Now and then we see a cop put somebody in chains, handcuffs. Person thrown into prison. And written over the person is guilt, 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 guilty, 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 guilty. The condemnation is firm. That was your story and my story. Guilty. 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 Have you ever been in a place, in a situation where you know I am guilty? The enemy has a right to accuse, to condemn, to take my stuff because I have not done right. And you're stuck there, caged in a prison. But today, the God of heaven, who has loved you and I with an everlasting love, is breaking the prison doors. He's unlocking every son and every daughter, and he's saying, yes, they may have had the right. Yes, you may be guilty. But today, this November, I am saying, not guilty. Innocent. I declare you innocent. The rights of the enemy I remove from him because I paid the price for your condemnation. Everything that has been written against you, I am blotting away. I'm wiping off the record. I'm wiping off the record. Please hear me this morning. You got to receive the word of God and understand that the Lord God Almighty is declaring you and I free from every lie, every condemnation, every agenda of the evil one. God is speaking a different word over your life, over my life, because he is a good, good God who is not willing that anyone should perish. And he's saying something different about your life and about my life. Saying something different about his church, his people. And is causing his people to walk away from bondage that rightfully they should have been in. I'm not dealing with I wasn't guilty. No, I'm dealing with I am guilty, and God is saying the lawful captive is going free. Do you understand? Are you sure you get it? That God, when God says, I am declaring you free, he means it's time for you to go home. Be free in your mind. Be free in every aspect of your life. Come into the freedom that God Almighty has already established. Verse 26 makes this very clear. He says, I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anyone oppressing you, I'm going to feed them with their own flesh. It is not your flesh that they are going to consume. They will consume their own flesh. They will eat themselves up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, so let it be. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. The demonic forces that have come against you shall consume themselves. Jesus, our Lord, said, a house divided against itself shall not stand. Let satanic forces fight against themselves. Let them counsel themselves out. Let them wipe themselves out while you walk in divine freedom. Somebody listening. He says, and they shall be drunken with their own blood. Any coven, any altar that has been raised up directly or indirectly because of you, because of your family, because of your finances, raised up centuries ago, millennia, it doesn't matter. There is a God who sits on the throne. He is the judge and the God of all flesh. He is a God who speaks and he says, the lawful captive shall be set free today. In Jesus' name. They shall be drunken with their own blood. I remember many years ago, Mama and I were driving on Highway 59. And we started to talk about why God sent us into this country. The year was 1981. It was in November. Almighty God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It was in November. We're talking about why God brought us into this country. And we're by a bridge by Elder Shane. And all of a sudden, we lost control. We hit what that kind of ice is, black ice. And we're talking about why God brought us into this country. And at the same time, we're talking about Papa Idahusa, and that the grace that that man carried, that God is going to use us to bring that same grace into this nation. And as we're talking about it, the car went off. We had our little son, Andrew, in the car. At that time, it had some flimsy car seat. This doesn't qualify for anything. It was not like the proper car seats that you have now. This was some plastic thing, you know, with very thin, like almost like hanger legs. It was right there. And boom, we are in the ditch. Andrew is off of his whatever. Car seat. We stuck in the snow. Just then, a tow truck or something came by and helped us out. And they said to us, so many people have died right here. This place takes a lot of lives. But our blood was not going to be part of that. Hallelujah. We're not going to be part of the statistics. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, you are not going to be part of the statistics of the enemy. Hallelujah. You're not going to be part of that statistic. For the Lord God Almighty is the mighty God of war. And he shall fight for his people. Hallelujah. They shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior, am thy Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. Hallelujah. Father, fight for me. Hallelujah. My God, fight for me. In Isaiah 42 and verse 13, we read these words. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. You know why they are his enemies? Because they want to destabilize and bring to naught his perfect will concerning you. Concerning me, concerning this church. Well, praise God, we serve a living God. He says, I'm going to stir them up as a mighty man of war, and I'm going to bring them out. I'm going to flush them out, and I'm going to take them all out. Praise the Lord. He's a mighty man of war. In Exodus chapter 15 and verse 3, it's very clear. He stated, the Lord is a man of what? War. The Lord is his name. Last Sunday, we declared that God will take his war against the devil's war. Breakthrough shall be the only thing I experience, not limitations, breakthroughs. Hallelujah. There is a place in God where whatever was meant for evil is flipped, because God is the master flipper. Amen. He will turn it around. Do you receive this word? Yes. Let the faith of God rise within you to know in your knower that God is God and cannot be stopped. He is unstoppable. Amen? Hallelujah. Someone say, my God is unstoppable. Hear the word of God in Isaiah 45 and verse 2, the mighty God of war. He says, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Whatever it is that is keeping you, I'm going to take care of it. It is a promise. He is the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. I trust everyone here came to church not to have a discussion time, that you're listening to the Word of God and not getting distracted. Because the worst thing that can happen is that you are in the place of your deliverance and you don't get your deliverance. Because the Word of God says faith comes how? By hearing. And if you're not hearing and listening to the Word of God, you can be in that bondage. Don't do that to yourself. I will go before thee and make the crooked places how? Straight. Straighten it out. Those rough edges, I'm going to remove it. I'm going to bring you to the place where you know that 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 the devil knows that you know that God, your Father, has set you free and that you are no longer a slave to sin, a slave to fear, a slave to his altars, a slave to his whatever. Every covenant of the enemy attached to your life, directly or indirectly, today by the authority of the Word of God, let that covenant be broken. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the covenant of Satan over your life be destroyed. Amen. By the power of the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. In Isaiah 42 and verse 12, we read, Isaiah 42 and verse 12. 52 rather, Isaiah 52 and verse 12. It says, "For you shall not go out with haste." I like that. You're not going to, you know, start running out. No, no. You're going to walk out without being hassled. Why? Because you know the enemy has been taken care of. "For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you." Hallelujah. Amen. "And the God of Israel will be your rare reward." I'm going to go ahead of you. I'm going to be behind you. You're not going to have to rush. Why? Because I'm not rushing. I'm in control. I'm not scared. I'm the God of the whole earth. Is there any God like me? Anyone? Now that I showed up, anybody wants to say anything? Do you want to say something? Anybody want to talk? I thought so. Hey, when you're the boss man, everybody got to bow. My Father is the boss man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is in charge. He is in control. And he's saying, "No, no, no, you cannot have that one. No, you can't." But he did this. I said, "No." Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. The God you serve loves you. Loves me. Amen? Bible says he loved me while I was yet a sinner. How much more does he love me now that I'm no longer a sinner? Oh, glory to God. In Exodus chapter 14 and verse 14, Exodus 14:14. He says, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Praise God. I'm taking care of this. You be quiet. Don't even answer anybody. Why? Because he's my advocate. Amen? When you're in court, you keep your mouth shut and you let your attorney, your advocate, speak for you. Praise God. Well, I'm going to keep my mouth shut and let my advocate speak for me. Amen. And you know what? He can't lose the case. Because the Father is the judge. Secondly, he can't lose the case because he paid the full price for my redemption. And so no matter how bad the case is, and for years and for centuries, the enemy has been placing his case, putting all kinds of precedents and case law, and bringing every book and everything, and he's showing his videos. See, he's there. You see him? He did that. And your advocate is just quiet. Judge says, have you finished? Yes, I rest my case. There's no way he cannot be found guilty. Now, do you see your advocate rising? And your advocate says, you know, everything that you've said about my client, all the videos, all the documentation, looks very authentic. And yes. He's agreeing with us. Until he says, but there's a big but here in the way. The big but is this, that the price of judgment on my client has been fully paid. Your requirement fulfilled. And it doesn't matter whether they did it, he did it, paid for. How do you say that? Why? Because I plead the blood. He paid the price for me. He took my place. I am no longer connected to that judgment. And the devil will lose every time. If you remind yourself that the price has been paid in full. Amen. Not any part of it was left aside. It was paid completely. Therefore, I am completely forgiven. Therefore, I am completely redeemed. Therefore, I am completely delivered. So, Pastor, what are you getting at? I'm getting at that lie of the enemy that says, well, thank God he did it, but there are consequences. No, today the consequences have to go with the condemnation. The consequences and the condemnation have to be butted out. Praise the Lord. This is not a license for me to continue in sin. This is a license for me to continue in freedom, in deliverance, in the peace of God. He has made peace between me and the Father, and therefore there is now, therefore, no condemnation. To them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Do you receive that? Don't live here today believing the lies of the enemy. In 2 Chronicles 32 and verse 7, let me begin to wrap it up for this morning. 2 Chronicles 32 and verse 7. The Word of God says, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitudes that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. You see, in this particular passage, the king and the people of Israel were being accused, being told there was no way for them to win. Hezekiah has been attacked. And the amazing thing about it is, are you ready for this? There's some things in life we don't understand. Hezekiah was a king that God used mightily to bring restoration to Israel. He did all the right things. He restored Passover, and great resources poured back into the people of God. He opened back the temple that had been messed up and shut down. And while he's doing all of that, all the right things, the Bible says he became very sick. He became deadly sick, that the prophet Isaiah actually came to tell him that he was going to die. He was living an awesome life, blessing God, and now he's got trouble. And not only does he have trouble in his physical body, he is being attacked by the Assyrian Sennacherib. It's attacking him. Sennacherib has wiped out the whole of Israel and came against Judah and was now beginning to destroy cities of Judah. But the man that is being attacked, nothing bad should be happening to him. And the enemy is pointing his finger. He says, you finished. You done. You will never make it. which God is going to deliver you? Which God? No gods in all the other nations I've gone out there. None of them have been able to deal with me. I'm Sennacherib. Don't you understand? I'm Sennacherib. I can do whatever I want to do and undo whatever it is I want to undo. There is no God. And by the way, this guy Hezekiah that you guys are hanging around and believing in, he's torn down the altars of God. And God sent me to deal with you, man. When you are so surrounded by the lies of the enemy, it's so easy to cave. But this is a man who is going to say to Isaiah, when Isaiah comes to him and says, "You're going to die, man. You're going to die." He turns his face against the wall and says, "God, you're not going to do this to me. This is not happening." And while Isaiah is still walking out, the Bible says that God speaks to Isaiah and says, "Isaiah, tell him, go tell him that he's going to live." And the man comes back and says, Isaiah says to Hezekiah, "You're not going to die. You're going to live." And Hezekiah says, "You just left here and you told me I'm going to die." Now you come back and you tell me I'm going to live. Which is it? I'm going to die or I'm going to live? So you're going to live. Okay. Do you need a sign? You want me to move things forward? Hey, oh my Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. You know, while I'm preaching myself happy because these are the words of the Lord. I'm hearing what you are hearing the first time. I don't go sit down somewhere, you know, getting the message ready. I just study the word of God and say, "God, I'm opening my mouth, feel it." The man says, "I want you to back up time." Ha! What happened today? We backed up time. This is a sign to you and to me today that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. No matter what the story has been, today the story changes. Yeah. Hallelujah. The story what? Changes today. Hallelujah. So God backed up time. Why did he back up time? To cancel out what was said before. The judgment and decree of death over Hezekiah was canceled. So shall God back up time to as far as he needs to back up time to cancel out every agenda and every lie, every condemnation, every strategy, every plan of the enemy against your life, against your family, against your finances, against your health, against anything that concerns you. Back off time and cancel it just like it never happened. Hallelujah. Just like it never what? Happened. He's our God. Hezekiah says to the people, "Don't worry. The God we serve, there's more with us than them. No matter how big their army is, we've got forces that they can't see." Hallelujah. And God took care of business. He settled it. Amen. He settled the matter. Sennacherib was sent flying back home. And when he got home, his own children killed him. Before his gods, they killed him. Hallelujah. That which came to seek your life shall destroy itself. Amen. That which came to destroy your finances shall destroy itself. In the name of Jesus, whatever plan they have planned, whoever and whatever it is, my God shall reverse it against them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Do you receive that word? Hallelujah. I think I'm going to put an offering on that one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May God fight for you. May God fight for me. Hallelujah. I want the worship team to come. Especially the drummer, if no one else. The drummer, especially the drummer. We're going to pray right now. We're going to cry out to God. And we're going to activate. And while we are doing this, honor God with your giving. Sow into the word that you have received. Sow into the prophetic declarations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rise with me. I want you to chant these words with me. Praise the Lord. You just chant this word. I need somebody in the drums to just declare this. More than anything else, the other instruments can fill in, but I want those drums. Hallelujah. This chant is going to be, Father, fight for me. Father, fight for me. My Father, fight for me. Father, fight for me. Just keep on saying it. Keep on saying. Father, fight for me. 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 My God, fight for me. Father, fight. Deliverer, fight. Father, fight for me. 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 He said he will fight for us, and we are employing him to fight for us. Every voice that is railing accusations, pouring out filth, demanding justice for their altars, may the voice of the greater sacrifice speak for us. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 May the Lord speak for every one of us.
Amen.
May the Lord speak for this church.
Amen.
May the Lord speak for your families.
Amen.
May the Lord speak concerning your finances,
Amen.
Your health,
Amen.
Your relationships, your businesses. May God fight for every one of us. Father, fight for me. 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 Hallelujah. Glory! Amen. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Yay! Glory! Hallelujah. Our God has never lost a battle. We serve a winning God.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He has never lost a battle.
Never.
And he will not lose a battle for your
never.
Life. What God has ordained even before the foundations of the earth shall be manifested in our lives. Let the blessings of God pursue after us and overtake us.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, my God.
My God.
My fighter.
My fighter.
My deliverer.
My deliverer.
My rock.
My God.
My salvation.
My salvation.
My light.
My light.
My victory.
My victory.
Say amen.
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 Take off your the body out. Is everybody saved? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God has fought for you.
Amen.
So when you take this now, you're taking it as a victor. He's broken so that you will not be broken. Everything Amen. That has been broken, your family has been reversed.
In
you know,
Jesus
all the time I always say, he restore Mako. That means you reverse everything as if nothing bad ever happened.
Amen.
Back to perfection.
Amen.
So when you take of this communion today, you are taking back perfection.
Amen.
Somebody say, I take back perfection.
I take back
perfection. I take back my healing.
I take back
my deliverance.
I take back my
wholeness.
I take back my wholeness.
That applies to everything. Every single
yes.
thing. For you and your household.
Amen.
Your family, extended family. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take and eat.
Thank you, Lord, for the power in your blood. This blood answers and deals with every activity, every lie, every condemnation, every accusation of the enemy. As we take off this cup, thank you, Lord, for the mighty cleansing power of the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you for the power in the precious blood of Jesus. Take off this cup and drink. There is power. Oh, power, wonder-working power in the blood, of the Lamb. I say there is power, oh, power, yeah, wonder-working power in the blood. Precious blood of the Lamb. I say, oh, there is power, mighty power, oh, wonder-working power in the blood. One more time. There is power,
wonder-working power in the blood
of the Lamb. Oh, there is power. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I know it's late, but I like one song to be done before we go, if we have it. Mighty Man of War, Lion of Judah.
He needs to do. You have invited him and he's doing what he needs to do. Say, Lord, come and do,
come and do
what only you,
what only you
can do
in my life.
Somebody say, do something new,
do something new
in my life,
in my life.
Today,
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 now,
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 do something new,
do something
in
new
in my life,
in my life,
brand new life,
brand new life,
brand new covenant,
brand
new way of living,
brand new way of living,
brand new blessings,
brand new blessings,
brand new health,
brand new health,
brand new wealth,
brand new wealth,
brand new everything,
brand new everything.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
God, you are my fighter.
Yes, God, you are my fighter.
Yes. Every disease, he will destroy from your body.
Amen.
Every pain, destroyed.
Amen.
So when I call this stuff that is bad, say destroyed. Every pain,
destroyed.
Every sickness,
destroyed.
Every lack,
destroyed.
Every shame,
destroyed.
Every poverty,
destroyed.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, lift all your children, every one of us, that we have a testimony starting today that look what God has done.
Yes.
He's done what no man can do for us.
Amen.
Thank you for your resurrected anointing that is now flowing and working in our lives. As we live now, we do not leave your presence behind. May it go before and behind us.
Hallelujah.
May we enjoy all the fruits of the Spirit that you've given to us today.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you that every altar and every covenant that is not set up by you, by evil, is all destroyed.
Oh, Jesus.
Brought to nothing.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody shout the blood of Jesus.
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 Override.
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 The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Speak better things.
Speak better things.
For me and my family.
Me and my family.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. May God's grace abound towards you. We look forward to seeing you tonight. But before you leave, I want to remind you that on the 28th through the 30th, we're going to have special meetings right here. We're going to have a very special guest speaker, a great man of God. You don't want to miss this meeting, and you need to begin to push through this month because God has great things in store. Let God open you up for greater things. This particular conference is called Fresh Oil, New Wine.
Amen.
Amen. Let's see the video. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Do please locate that particular promo on Facebook or YouTube or whatever. Make it accessible so that you share it. Share it.
Send
and just
it to
share
it.
Send it to whoever you need to send it to. Just keep on sharing and encourage the people you share with to share it. Amen. We want every life that the enemy has damaged. Receive new life from God. May God fight for us.
Amen.
And establish each one in Jesus' mighty name. See you tonight for another wonderful time in the presence of the Lord.
Bless you.
Good night. Bless you.
Anybody on Zoom?